Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title, History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
I'm Michael Calhoun. Our top local story, the legal effort is dropped to get St. Louis County Councilman Dennis Hancock out of office.
Says in an email, while the quo warranto was dropped, the investigation is ongoing. Councilman Hancock tells KMOX, as he understands it, it is no longer an active case.
I haven't heard from anybody in the prosecutor's office. What I've seen is the order that came from the court that says that they are voluntarily withdrawing their petition without prejudice.
Hancock is accused of violating nepotism laws by hiring his stepdaughter. A judge did remove Hancock temporarily from the council back in August, but it was short-lived. Another judge overrode the first order and reinstated him. Then the county prosecutor deputized a special prosecutor to investigate Hancock again. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
Covering St. Louis City Hall.
Two of the biggest opposing voices on how to spend the Rams settlement money are debating their positions.
Both sides acknowledge they have more in common than it appears on the surface, but both stood their ground with their priorities. Aldermanic President Megan Green still thinks the best path for the city is thinking long-term with the Rams money while letting the ARPA dollars stimulate the city in the short term.
Through ARPA, we've been able to make some immediate impact, and we will see more of that immediate impact play out over the next 2 years.
Greater St. Louis Inc.'s Jason Hall believes between the city's dire needs and the post-COVID economy, it allows for St. Louis to get the greatest impact out of spending the money now.
We've got to look at that city revenue model, the earnings tax ruling, and recognize, I mean, downtown really is an endowment for the city that's spinning off 16% of the revenue.
Sean Malone, KMOX News.
A fire won't stop the Salvation Army from serving food.
The fridge the Salvation Army uses to keep produce fresh for needy families caught fire here at the Arnold Donation Center. Director Larry Hostetler says they usually help people, but now they're getting help.
It has been amazing to watch how the community has rallied. We have an offer of alternative spaces, we have several offers of alternative spaces that will handle a crowd of over 100 people that we expect for Thanksgiving.
Hostetler says they plan to have the kitchen all cleaned up and ready to serve a Thanksgiving meal to those in need next week right here on site. In Arnold, Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
A KMOX follow-up.
Police say they found a vehicle of interest in the kidnapping and killing of a woman from Clayton. She is identified as 37-year-old Michelle Hampton. Her sister said she saw Hampton get abducted by men with masks from an apartment building in Clayshire in Clayton. She attempted to follow them but lost the trail. Hampton was found dead 4 hours later in North St. Louis. Clayton police believe she was specifically targeted. A new lawsuit accuses former pediatrician Craig Spiegel of sexually assaulting numerous women in his practice. Attorney Kayla Onder says they anticipate more women coming forward.
We have just over 30 survivors. He's been practicing for a very long time. We know that others are out there.
SSM Health is named in the lawsuit. In a statement, the group distances itself from Spiegel, claiming it never employed him and he leased his space from a third party. Anders' response.
We do know that he had staff privileges. For anyone who's been to SSM, you know when you pull up to the campus, you recognize it as the SSM building.
Spiegel was arrested in March for allegedly trading pain pills and other controlled substances for sex acts and cash. Illinois launches the Cannabis Research Institute, part of the University of Illinois. Dr. Reginald Reggie Gaudina, the director, says the long-term regulation on cannabis has prevented studies of the plant.
There really is a lot more to hemp and cannabis than we really understand because of the stigma that's been associated with it, and it's, you know, being pigeonholed into a recreational drug.
He says they're looking into medicinal applications for cancer research, hemp's nutritional benefits, its use in making materials that could be stronger than steel, and its potential for making clothes.
We are hitting really well with Gen Z and early millennials.
Kat Neville with Explore St. Louis tells KMOX the latest research shows visitors aged 18 to 34 like a lot of what St. Louis has to offer.
At the top of their list is the dining and food scene, followed by the fact that there is such a wide variety of things to do.
The KMOX business desk, more on Boeing's plans to lay off nearly 700 local workers.
The move will affect 692 employees at its St. Charles, St. Louis, Berkeley, Hazelwood, Kansas City, Kingsville, Maryland Heights, O'Fallon, and St. Anne locations. Boeing is one of the largest employers in the St. Louis region with about 16,700 workers. The company has been dealing with financial problems and a recent worker strike that affects its bottom line, not to mention an incident in January when a door plug from a 737 MAX 9 blew out shortly after takeoff. Anthony Morabith, Missouri Net.
Well, as we continue on KMOX, we're helping you get your list together for Thanksgiving. Maybe you've already got the cart together. Maybe you're just beginning to think about it. Let's check in with Dierbergs right now to find out what they've got for Thanksgiving. We've got the Director of Perishable and Food Service Operations at Dierbergs, David Calandra, with us. Thank you so much, David.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be with you.
So, first of all, you know, people know Dierbergs as the prepared foods, the holiday destination. What kind of trends are you seeing in terms of people coming in? Any different tastes or flavors out there that people are looking at for this holiday?
Well, I'll tell you, we keep expanding our menu and it keeps growing and growing. So we have something pretty much for everybody, whether they want a fully prepared meal from our deli operation or a ready-to-cook option. We have many options from our meat department as well as seafood department. We have so many culinary professionals in these departments that not only can cook the traditional turkey deals and ham meals, but we have beef, pork, seafood, chicken, and even brunch meals that are really starting to trend more popular. A lot of companies or a lot of guests that have breakfast and lunch and multiple families to go to, they like different options. So brunch meals are a definite trend. And with all the other menu options that we offer, people can have a variety of things if they're holiday Thanksgiving by adding a ham or a traditional beef entree, that type of thing with it.
So you're seeing everything from people expanding the feast itself and more offerings for those who are at the Thanksgiving dinner table to more events and gatherings and get-togethers kind of around Thanksgiving, but separate from the dinner, whether it's at work or you're talking about brunches, a nice gathering with shrimp, for instance, a family.
We have it this year. We added three new salmon entrees with a holiday salmon with cranberry herb chutney. We have a honey Dijon pistachio and crusted salmon. We've even gone into lobsters. We have two different lobster meals that you can get, a lobster Beau Blanc and a crab stuffed lobster. So really so many different options now, all available on our web or at just simply by your phone by going to our app. All these items can be ordered in advance.
Now, when it comes to the feast, are more people opting to go the prepared routes? I'll just let Dierbergs do the cooking. Or is there still a large number of people, maybe the majority number of people still, who pick up the ingredients and go home and make a day of it?
Yeah, I think there's a combination of both. And we have a lot of senior citizens and maybe smaller families that just don't want to do the shopping and pick up all the ingredients to make all these things from scratch. And I think that's really where they lean on Dierbergs. We offer so many choices for them, whether they want a fully prepared meal, all they have to do is pop it in the oven and heat it. Or maybe they want that entree that they're going to get from our meat department. It's fully prepped, seasoned, stuffed, you know, ready to go in foil pans. All they do is take off the foil topping, put it in the oven, roast it, and then they have a beautiful entree that they can serve. So we try to make entertaining easy and give people a lot of different choices, whether they want to cook some of it themselves, supplement maybe just side dishes, or even get some of our sauces and extras that we provide, all prepared fresh in our Dearburst kitchen from scratch, just like you would make it at home.
Now, where can people go to find out information, like the menus, for instance, of what's available? Or people think of Dearburst, they think of Everybody Cooks and the School of Cooking, and so maybe, you know, any recipes that you've got to offer. And then, of course, you know, it might be they buy a cranberry sauce once a year and they don't remember what aisle it's in. Where can people go to get information like those?
You know, if they have our app on their phone, that's the easiest way, because all of that is on there. You can do your shopping list. It will tell you what aisle you need to go to. And then if you want fully to get the best experience, go to our website, because all of our menus are there. Large, you know, photos, good descriptions, tells how many people they serve, all of the information you would need to plan your event and for your guests, really is all available on our website, including the cooking instructions, how many it serves, what type of things to add to your menu and some suggestions. So as well as there's probably lots of different of our favorites from Everybody Cooks recipes still there. But all of those options are available on our website and can be chosen from our app as well.
And keeping on the practical information, what do people need to know in terms of getting their orders in on time? Anything about cutoff dates, if store hours are changing?
Yeah, so we love for them to get their orders in as early as possible. It gives us time to get everything made fresh for them. But the cutoff time for our holiday menu is on Saturday the 23rd. People can order through midnight on our website, and then we'll have those items fresh, ready to go for them on Wednesday. Store hours will remain the same. So the stores close at 10 p.m., and then we'll be closed for Thanksgiving, so our associates can enjoy their time off with their families, and then we'll reopen again on Friday at 6 a.m.
And of course, it's the time of year we hear about retailers of all kinds going out for seasonal hiring sprees. What kind of help does Dearburst need? Are you hiring right now?
Yeah, we still are. We are hiring in our deli area, our cashiers, and we've always had openings at our central kitchen location in Bridgeton. And the best way to and resource is just to go to dearburst.com/careers. All of our job openings and store locations are located there.
Well, David, thank you so much for getting us up to speed and really giving us the heads up that you've got about 3 days to get that prepared foods order in.
3 days for prepared foods, and we got everything that you could possibly think of for you.
Director of Perishable and Food Service Operations at Dearburst Markets, David Calandro, thank you so much for being with us on KMOX.
Great. Thank you.